This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have it to yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Should we just hit this right away? By the way, if you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. In about 10 minutes, I'm going to have Steve Hackbarth. He is an EMT, chief EMT in the state of Minnesota, who wants to share with you some statistics concerning the lies, well, in contrast to the lies that the mainstream media is continuously inundating you with concerning COVID-19. And how they're manufacturing deaths, because that's exactly what they're doing. Friends, before I get to that, I got a quote here, and it's by a Russian dude. I'm not even going to try to say his name. My Russian dialect, it's just not up to par right now, okay? But with that said, he said, "We know they are lying. They know they are lying. They know we know that they're lying. We know that they are lying. But they are still lying." Did you hear that? Is that what's happening today in America? Well, this individual is under that of communist Russia. And he's trying to share with the people, before it took place, concerning the genocide, as to what was taking place during his time. Now here, 70 years later, we're dealing with the same sort of people, because you got to understand, the devil never changes. His minions always do the same things. They come to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10. And before I play this piece for you really quick, friends, I want to say this, because this is what we're going to be talking about for the next 2 hours today. There are not two sides to facts. I just want to tell you that. As much as the media wants you to get caught up into debate, friends, and compromise and diplomacy. Diplomacy is seduction in another guise. Compromise is where two men get together and they both agree on what they know is wrong. Before they get you caught up into debate, you need to understand again that there's not two sides to facts. And let me reiterate this as well. Facts are stubborn things. And when you have the facts, the way that we're kicking them out here in the morning, 6 days a week, and in the afternoon, 6 days a week, from Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Media Radio Show, and me, myself, and I, Bradley Dean, every afternoon, we know what we're telling you is true. And we know that the American people are lying to you. I'm sorry, are being lied to. We know that the mainstream media is lying to the people. We know it is a fact. How many times have I had to reiterate the point that the mainstream media is not trusted by the people? 94% of you declare that you do not trust the media. How many times have I had to share with the people that 11% of the people in this country trust their government? And I got a question for you. Who is telling you about a virus they cannot prove? The people that you don't trust. It shows you how many people in this country hold the truth in unrighteousness. Read Romans 1:18. And I'm here to tell them, you can fool some of the people some of the time, but not all of the people all the time. And you can never fool God at any time. But I want to tell you, the guy that's being used as the little henchman for Bill Gates is none other than Anthony Fauci. He's the one that's been given the platform by the current administration to basically confuse the people, attack the people, and tell them untruths every step of the way. Read John 8:44. And I want you to listen carefully before I play this piece, friends, as to who the problem is concerning those that mean to continuously push this message of you better wear your mask or else. Because you got to keep in mind, the ones that are selling you the virus are the same ones trying to sell you the vaccinations. Listen to what Anthony Fauci recently said during an interview on the mainstream media outlet. Listen to this.
Solomon, you hit on something really critical, because one has to look at what are the reasons people don't want to get vaccinated. If the reason is they believe that the process was either opaque or slippery, namely some political person is going to want to get a vaccine out quickly or what have you.
What they're doing.
What decision is made behind closed doors? Is this really safe? It's so quick. What do you mean it's so fast? You told me 5 years ago that it takes years to get a vaccine, and now you're telling me you have a safe and efficacious vaccine.
That's right.
Within less than a year. What's going on here?
That's right.
So what we need to do is, in a very clear, understandable way, explain, and I try to do this as often as I possibly can, to the general public, that the speed itself is a reflection of scientific advances. In other words, the technology mm-hmm. of making a vaccine is not your grandfather's technology.
Oh.
It's the 21st century technology.
It is. Yeah.
It's taking a virus that you don't even have to grow up or purify. You just need the genetic sequence. You pull the gene out. You stick it into a vaccine platform. And literally within days, you're making a vaccine. Already, you saved maybe a year there.
Yeah.
Then you get that technology, and you quickly develop it, because that technology isn't the kind that requires growing of the virus. You save another multiple months. Now you're in a phase one trial. So that speed, people hear speed and they say, wow, that's compromising safety. It has nothing to do with safety yet, because you haven't even put it into a person. So the speed has to do with the really exquisite technology. Then the other aspect of the speed is that the federal government has invested billions of dollars at risk.
Of
and
our
the
money.
The risk is
Without
not
asking.
To the person. The risk is to the money. Because what they've done is they've started producing doses of vaccine before you even know it works.
Even before you know it works. Was that the end of the piece? Okay, so whatever happened there, I think you get the point, friends. He's a pretty rational guy, that Anthony Fauci is, isn't he? I mean, outside of the fact that he forecasted this in 2017, outside of Bill Gates, who was forecasting this back in 2015, outside of Celeste Salom telling us that this is already in FEMA playbooks back in 2017, outside of the fact that they were programming the people to accept this verbatim, word for word, as to what you're hearing today in 2011 through a movie called Contagion. And if you want to go back to 2003, you can go back to Dead Zone. It was a television program where they were using the exact same verbiage that they're using on you today, friends. And they want to tell you that this just came out of nowhere. Okay, listen, I got some ice I want to sell you in Alaska. Anybody interested? Well, that's what Anthony Fauci's doing. He's making appeal to your stupidities. We're going to take a quick break. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-582-9933.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview, using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com. Informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, friends, if you want to jump online, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe. Last week we got our YouTube page pulled. 7 years of blood, sweat, and tears, friends. Millions and millions of views. Thousands upon tens of thousands of subscribers pulled in one day. Why? For exposing COVID-19 for what it is. Big tech companies are all after you, friends, and suppressing your free speech. Before giving up your rights, you better consider how many people, how many men and women fought blood and died fighting against the very tyrants that you're now submitting to in this country before allowing them to do so. Subscribe on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Click onto whatever platform we're on right now. If they pull it again, friends, at least you know where we're always going to be. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click onto the right side right now and join us on Top Chat. You'll see us there live. Go to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. We're right there on the front page. Click onto it. Join us on Top Chat. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. It's just that simple. We follow the Christ here, period. Nothing to add to, nothing to take away from, friends. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. We have Steve Richards online with us right now. He's a chief EMT. He's an ambulance driver. He wrote an article for sonsoflibertymedia.com just today, and I noticed his article that he did lastly, and I thought that was important enough to get him on the radio to share with you, friends, COVID. The real numbers say a lot. So without being laborious, welcome to the show, Sons of Liberty Media. .com, my friend Steve, and you go ahead and shoot away and tell the people as to how they're being lied to concerning COVID, please.
Well, and what I found interesting in the first article I wrote was, you know, we're always getting bombarded with, you know, how many people died. And so, like, in our county, I noticed that, you know, at the time then there was 4, and I haven't paid attention to the numbers So finally, I was like, okay, I'll take a recent look at the numbers just to, because everybody's panicking. You know, every day is worse than the next day.
Yep.
Well, we had 9 deaths, and so out of a population of 35,873. So the first thing I tell everybody, okay, 34,864 people did not die. You know, and I know one of the 9, he was like a 94-year-old leukemia patient. They gave him 3 months to live, and he lived 4. And
yep.
They called him a COVID number.
Yep.
So then in our county, only 1 out of 3,986 people died.
Okay.
So if you and me were in a room with 3,986 people, but from March till now, would you be surprised if one of them died, especially if he's 94?
Yes. But this is the Kool-Aid they're filling the American people's cups up with. And let me add to this too, Steve. It's interesting that Senator Scott Jensen, who's also a doctor, got on the program several times sharing with the people that he was being pressured into a manufacturing death certificate. So if somebody died, he was being pressured by the medical industry to equate those deaths to COVID. And I want to tell the American people why that is. It's because they don't have the numbers that they need. So they're contriving them. They're manufacturing them. And we also know, Steve, that 333 labs in Florida alone that tested people, every single test that came back out of 333 labs in Florida alone came back positive. And we're hearing from doctors that they're manufacturing these results under false pretenses to get the people in a state of fear so they cry out to the government for the vaccination that they're trying to jam into their arm right now.
Well, and funny you should mention the positives, because I'll use Minnesota statistics, you know, since Scott's, that's the state that Scott's in. So 5.61 million people in our population. The COVID cases are 258,574.
Huh.
So that just means 1 out of every 22 people are positive. So you and me are sitting in the restaurant, and there's another 20 people in there. Would you and me be shocked if one guy had a cold?
Right. Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So what that tells you is that, you know, if there's 258,574 cases, that means 5.35 million people are not sick.
Huh. Huh. Maybe this explains Tim Walz. Maybe this explains Keith Ellison. Maybe this explains Ilhan Omar. I mean, this is just like voter fraud. Whatever the media says, the people believe it and they take it for face value rather than pulling back the curtain. Then when they pull the curtain back, they actually find out that they're being lied to. If only the American people would continuously do this on an individual basis and then corporately, we wouldn't be having these problems today. Now, would we, Steve?
Well, and then the reason I wrote the article today was what struck me as I read that Danish math study, and I put it in the article before, that they saw that in the Danish, they did a study, and they got 6,024 people to test.
Okay.
Now, they had 3,030 wear a mask, and then they had 2,994 not wear a mask.
Yep.
Their biggest problem was only 95 out of that tested positive. So that means 5,929 people didn't test positive, didn't get sick, couldn't be used for the study because they needed to be sick to be used for, or at least a false positive to be used for the study.
Okay.
And only 95. So how contagious of a illness is it if you sit there and do a study and you can't get anybody to get ill to use for your study?
You have to create the numbers, and that's exactly what we're finding out. Steve,
so 95 that did get sick, 42 wore masks, 53 did not. So, I mean, it was statistically even for whether showing that masks didn't affect them in any way.
What do you think of me saying this to you, Steve? You're an EMT. Folks, he's the chief EMT in his county. And the fact of the matter is, the guy knows what he's talking about. He's there. He's hands-on. He's telling us through firsthand experience as to what's taking place. I'm just kind of curious to know how it is the politicians don't have the same statistics that you have. I'm amazed that the conservatives and the mainstream media don't have the same statistics that you have, Steve. I'm amazed that doctors that are profiting from this, obviously, don't have the same statistics that you have. What do you say to those people that are countering the truth that you're giving them right now concerning the three groups of people that I just acknowledged?
Well, first of all, like, normally I don't even like to tell people much about being chief because I try not to have it be a political thing, and I,
sure.
I just do it for the good of the community that they made me, promoted me to that. But what troubles me is that it's like we aren't allowed to have a say anymore.
So that's,
I mean,
right.
Guys like you will give me a say, and I get to say what I, you know. But others, they're like, if you don't agree with us, be quiet. Don't say nothing. But to me, it's like, well, I see the other things where, like, people have anxiety attacks, kids trying to commit suicide, and all them things. And all them things are hurtful things and bad things that we don't want to see people suffering from. And so they act like COVID's the only problem. And it's like, if you're scaring the people that aren't sick with COVID to the point they're having anxiety attacks and such, you know, how are we good health care? How can we have people trust us? Just like what Scott says, you know, our reputations are important. So I want my doctor friends to have a good reputation. I want to have a good reputation, and I want people to trust me. So if I look at the thing and I say, that many people aren't sick, and I'm going to get yelled at because I'm only supposed to focus on the bad, it's like, well, yeah, but only focusing on the bad hurts people too, because attitude's an important thing when you're getting better from an illness.
Well, especially when you're hearing from those that want to rule the roost, when they're telling you through oppressive means to control the population through the lie that they're promulgating, we have a real issue here. We have a real issue here. I mean, you just got done saying that I'm not allowed to tell the truth in so many words. And the fact of the matter is we're not giving opinions. We're not giving some contrived statistics that the CDC wants to change every 2 weeks. We're giving facts to the American people right now. And there's not two sides to facts, Steve. There's only one side. There's either those that are telling the truth or those that are lying, and they want to convince the people and anybody that stands out against the narrative of COVID-19 that they're lying to you when the opposite is true. Keep in mind, friends, the ones that are calling us liars are the ones that have a reputation of lying to you for decades. Steve, we got about 15 seconds. What say you concerning the last 15?
Well, the former vice president of Pfizer came out and said that not enough people are getting sick to be worthy of a vaccine, because if 95, you're only going to be helping those 95 out of 6,000, it ain't worth doing the vaccine. And that's what one of the chief medical guys that used to work.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Folks are being encouraged to shop local on this Small Business Saturday. This holiday shopping season is more important than ever for small businesses, which were hit especially hard by the fallout from the coronavirus pandemic. A recent report from Yelp showed that since the start of the pandemic, over 160,000 small businesses have closed, with more than half of them closing for good. Jonathan Honing is a hedge fund manager. He reminds everyone,
look, don't put it past American enterprise to be able to get creative, to be able to come up with solutions. You mentioned Black Friday and Cyber Now Monday and, of course, Small Business Saturday. Well, all those businesses are having to adapt. They're having to thrive. So curbside delivery is, for example, very big.
Over 60 people were arrested in London for defying lockdown orders. The lockdown orders in England end on Wednesday. You're listening to USA Radio News. In shades of early days of the coronavirus pandemic, some supermarkets are reporting shortages of paper products and a surge of hoarding behavior by shoppers. Kroger is starting to limit purchases once again, and Kroger CEO Rodney McMullen on why the shortages are happening now.
It was really learnings that we had from early in the pandemic, and what we found was that we didn't have limits on early enough. There's plenty of product in the supply chain, and we just thought it would be much better to be proactive, because as long as people only buy what they need, there's plenty of supply in the supply chain.
That audio courtesy of ABC News. At the Trump campaign's request, Milwaukee County has finished its recount of the presidential election tally. In the recount, Donald Trump gained 125 votes and Joe Biden added 257, an increase of 132 votes to Biden's margin of victory. Biden leads the president in the Badger state by just over 21,000 votes. USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to book us, 1-866-233-0747. For those that are new to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, keep in mind we are live in over 132 cities across the country. We are broadcasting live into 53 countries abroad. If you want to call in at any time, please do, 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know, thank you very much for making us the number one and the number two show throughout the week concerning, well, your pick of 65 different show hosts. We know why you're listening, but we want to tell you thank you for making us the number one and the number two show. So again, with that said, friends, we appreciate it. If you want to call in at any time, I'd love to make it your radio show, as when you do, we open the phone lines up to you and we do make it your show. So again, 1-866-582-9933. I just want to shoot from the hip. You heard during the break, hundreds of thousands of jobs lost because of the COVID-19 pandemic. A narrative they cannot prove. So much so that they are browbeating anybody and everybody into submission, or they're just blatantly expunging or censoring their content. That's what they're doing. They want nobody speaking out against their narrative. In America, what people don't know is in Europe, France, Germany, the UK, Israel, Australia, the hundreds of thousands of people in those prospective countries are beginning to stand up. Literally, you can go online and look at pictures. There is hundreds of thousands of people standing up against tyrants in their governments, saying no more to another shutdown. I want you to keep in mind that's going to begin to happen here in the United States of America too, all by design. You can only oppress a people for so long before they stand up. Let their cruelty swell our ranks, because they are. Because they are. We know they're lying. We all know it. But the point that I want to make here is, you heard during the break how hundreds of thousands of jobs have been lost, and over 50% of them will never come back again. This is all by design. Corporations are flourishing like mad as the little guys are going out of business. All by design. This is judgment, friends. Like it or not, it's judgment. It's judgment upon a people who refuse to obey the living God's commands. Because if you kept his commandments, if you loved God enough and out of gratitude for what his son did for you on the cross, no one would have to tell you to right the wrongs. You would do it. But this is what happens to a nation that disobeys. Just for the record, this is the point that I want to make. Not one individual in government has lost their jobs. Not a one. I want you to listen to me. Hundreds of thousands of jobs have been lost in America because of this pandemic, this perpetual fraud that they keep jamming down your ears. Break after break after break after break. They're the ones propping up their lies, friends. They're the ones propping it all up. You just got done listening to Steve Richards, an EMT in his county. He's the chief dog over there that just got done telling you it doesn't line up. Doctor after doctor after doctor that we have on the radio program. Friends of mine that are RNs are telling me, Bradley, it's all a fraud to the degree that they're magnifying this COVID-19. Okay? It's a fraud. But what's not a fraud is the American people and their God-given rights are under attack, aren't they? Yeah? And the American people are obeying their masters, aren't they? Yes, they are. Let me say it one more time. Not one person in government has lost their job, and yet they work for you? Let me ask you another question. This may infuriate some of you. Where did they receive delegated authority or constitutional authority to shut down anybody's business, to make them wear a mask? They never have. Well, then why are they doing it? That's the question that only you can answer. Then why are they doing it, Americans? Then why are you pretending with them? All the comments that I'm seeing right now is they know it's a fraud. They know it's a pandemic. They hate the people that are pushing the lie. Then why are you submitting to it? Then why are you submitting to it? I can't answer that question for you. Hey, friends, The Hill just reported, I want to show you how this works. The Hill just reported, the mainstream media, South Dakota governor refuses to mandate masks despite record-breaking coronavirus spike. Really? Can they prove the spike? Nope, they can't. But what they can do, as long as the people don't know the difference, is they can lie to the people to try to paint the picture that Kristi Noem, South Dakota governor, is a bad person for not looking out for her people. Well, guess what? Kristi Noem, in her constitutional wisdom and common sense, came up and said, listen, I don't have the constitutional authority to do what other governors are doing illegally. She said, our Christian liberties are under attack. It's not a virus that's under attack. It's your God-given rights that are under attack, like your businesses, like your children, like yourselves, and the list goes on. You know, it's interesting. I just seen someone just posted this morning, and I took the picture and I posted it on social media as well. And you know what it is? It's a picture of people in Missouri where they're all sitting on the floor now, in a mall, eating, having their dinner on the floor. Do you know how, you know all those bad politicians that you laugh at, you think they're a joke, they're a bunch of clowns? Yep, they are. But they're evil men. And evil men are going to wax worse and worse in the end times. And the bottom point, and I'm not a gloom and doomer, by the way, but my point is, friends, you go ahead and laugh at them all day long, but they're laughing at you. Because they all the well know that what they're doing is a perpetuated fraud. Did anybody just see over this weekend? As a matter of fact, I'll play some audio in just a couple minutes for you. It was the mayor in Denver who was busted posting 37 minutes onto his computer. 37 minutes later, he was found at the airport flying to Mississippi to spend time with his family. Guess what he told people 37 minutes earlier? He told all the people in Denver, Colorado to stay home, stay safe, pass the potatoes, not COVID. Friends, how many times do these politicians, these corrupt politicians, need to lie to you before you impeach them and prosecute them because you have provision in the U.S. Constitution? Going back to this picture that's in front of me right now, you laugh at them all you want. They're laughing at you. You need to understand they're laughing at you. They're laughing at you. And many of them are using the law against the law, friends, to implement that which is unlaw in spite of what federal judges and state Supreme Courts have mandated through law. The governors and the mayors are ignoring the Supreme Courts. You want to know why? Because they're gauging the people. As they fatigue you into compliance, because that's exactly what they're doing, they're gauging the people. They're testing the people to see how far they're going to go, how far you're going to let them go. Edmund Burke said they'll always do whatever you let them get away with, and it's exactly what they're doing. Some governors, like that of the bisexual that you've given a green light to in Oregon there, friends, she's even calling for jail time. The guy in California, the mayor in California, Los Angeles, is even calling for people to snitch on their neighbors. Put that up against Matthew 10:33. And I want to say this. For the American people to sit back and watch their reflection attack themselves bewilders me to no end. Why do I say that? Because, again, you're the government. You're the government. They work for you. You do not work for them. Bradley, you say that all the time. I know, but I think people are deaf. They have ears, but they don't hear. They have eyes, but they don't see. Jeremiah 5:21. I got to keep telling the people over and over. I got to keep telling you the truth so you understand when it gets into your heart, you're going to walk around as that which is in your heart is going to defy the lie coming through the propagandists. Read Jeremiah 11:9 when you get a moment. You'll understand. You'll understand. Read Psalm 101:3 when you get a moment. You'll understand. You know, the problem that we're having in this country is those people that lie to you 24/7 all day long on the hour four times a day or an hour, I'm sorry, four times an hour. They know how to lie better than you know how to tell the truth. And that's the fact of the matter. Is your truth being heard? Are you standing for the truth? Because action speaks a thousand times more than words do. How many people right now are writing some comments about how this is a pandemic? It's pre-planned. It's a fraud. Walking around with a mask on. You're adding strength to tyranny. Does COVID exist? Yep, but not to the degree that they're blowing it up. I'm going to go back to this piece real quick. I've said a lot there, and I'm going to cover my basis as to what I just shared with you. But I want you to listen to the rest of this piece by Dr. Fauci. And I want you to hear carefully as to who the problem is. Dr. Fauci says vaccinating people who disregard COVID as fake news, he said, could be a real problem. Well, let me tell you something. I hope I'm the one causing that real problem because the man's a liar. Listen to this.
Dollars. So the government felt that the risk of the benefit of getting it quickly is worth the risk to the money. So that's what you've got to explain. This speed has nothing to do with compromising safety
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Then the next thing is, what about the process of deciding if it works or not? Is it some bunch of people behind a smoke-filled room making that decision?
Folks, I guess.
No. It's an independent body of a data safety and monitoring board that is beholden to no one, not to the president, not to the company. They're independent. They're the ones that evaluate the data. When they evaluate it, then they present it.
I don't know what's going on. Okay, we got some scrolling issues here.
And the company and one of the other government agencies. We look at it. Then the company presents it to the FDA with career scientists there who will be beholden to no one.
That's the problem.
And then there's an independent advisory committee called VRBPAC, for the Vaccines and Related Biological Products Advisory Committee. They independently evaluate it.
Uh-huh.
So by the time you get the FDA deeming that this is a safe and efficacious vaccine, you've had an independent and transparent process off the side.
A trend.
You've got to keep hammering.
I'll come back on the other side, friend. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Terry, and I am a daughter of Liberty. I've been listening to Bradley Dean on SonsOfLibertyRadio.com now for about 6 months. Bradley has inspired me for the first time in my life to stand up for godly principles upon which this country was founded. He has reminded me that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back into the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Did I just hear Dr. Fauci, the guy that the American people are so afraid of? Did I just hear him say transparency? Did he really say that? How many times have they changed up their stats, friends? How many times have they been exposed for lying to the American people? And then they have the audacity to get on their bold-faced lie to the American people again and again and again and again and again unabashedly. They're not ashamed. Which means they've seared their conscience. Which means, America, you need to lawfully deal with these people. I mean, am I wrong in saying that people that have been committing scandal after scandal for, what, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, they're still free to do it today? And I want you to think about how this is all being played out. The very guy that promised to drain the swamp hasn't prosecuted one of these individuals that is now allegedly attacking him. Does someone want to remind this president that he is the commander-in-chief, Article 6, Section 2? Can somebody tell him that Article 2, Section 3, please? Yeah, put those two together, the Supremacy Clause first, and then who he is and what it is that he's supposed to do. The guy that said he could do whatever he wants with the DOJ, can somebody tell him to fulfill his promises of bringing back in the rule of law that he's failed to do it? But by the way, that's how you destroy a country. Just wanted to remind you, put that up against Isaiah 51, verse 4, Isaiah 26, verse 9, and not in that order. I want you to listen to this because this is the kicker. This is Dr. Fauci. Oh, by the way, not only is this administration not prosecuting, but in fact granting clemency to political corrupt politicians, which he's done several times in the teens. He's also the one responsible for giving platform to Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates. So don't sit there and point the finger at some other president. He's, you know, Donald Trump's the president now. Barack Hussein Obama's not the president anymore. Just wanted to give you that little memo in case you didn't get it. Okay? Just to show you how they're all working together. It's pro wrestling at its very worst. Going to Dr. Fauci, now I want you to hear carefully as to what he says. He said vaccinating people who disregard COVID as fake news could be a real problem. Maybe this is why they're zeroing in on them. Maybe this is why governors like Kate Brown is basically saying, hey, listen, if there's social gathering during Thanksgiving, I want you to snitch on them and I want you to call the cops and have them arrested. Where did she get that authority, friends? She's never been given that authority. So where is she extracting her authority from? It's foreign to America. Americans don't understand that they're under attack for the most part. This is the end of Fauci's piece. Listen carefully.
The process is sound. However, there's another group of people.
Here we go.
Who don't even believe that this is a phenomenon. Like they think it's fake news. That's where I have a big difficulty in how I'm going to get to that group of people. They actually don't think that this is a problem. Despite 250,000 deaths, despite more than 11 million infections, despite 150,000 new infections, they don't believe it's real.
Yeah.
That is a real problem.
Wait a second. Wasn't Dr. Fauci, isn't this the guy that's saying he's being transparent? We already covered that. Isn't this the guy that said the real problem is with those that think that this is fake news, that this isn't a phenomenon, that this isn't real? Wasn't this the guy that was just exposed about a month and a half ago after the cameras, after their little show was over, who, when he thought the cameras went down, he took his mask off? I'm sure you've seen that. Wait a second. Isn't Dr. Fauci, isn't he the guy? I don't care how you say his last name. You hear different ways from different people, so this is how I say it. But isn't Dr. Fauci or Fauci, isn't this the guy that was busted at the baseball game hanging out with his buddy sitting right next to him on his right and his left without a mask on? Why, yes, it was. And yes, it is. Isn't this what just happened in California with Gavin Newsom last week, friends? He's the one telling everybody to shut down their businesses, but he left his business open. This is what you put up with, America. You deserve what you get if this is what you're putting up with. Isn't that the same guy, Gavin Newsom, that little dictator wannabe, taking orders from special interest groups, friends, selling out his own people? Isn't that the same guy that just got done telling people to wear masks and not to social gather during Thanksgiving? We even read the list off. Whoa! You want to talk about un-American governors? Oh, my goodness. You want to talk about un-American government? That's it right there. You're seeing it all across the boards. But it's interesting, if I'm right in saying this, which I believe I am because I just did a piece on it, but Gavin Newsom was just busted social gathering at a fine restaurant, a French restaurant in California, without a mask on. Oh, my goodness. Is this craziness? This is what the American people put up with. And Americans want to know what the problem is. They think it's a game. They act like this is some sports contest going back and forth. No, they don't realize somebody actually fought, bled, and died to give them the freedoms that they have. They've been taught to fraternize with the enemy, not to take government too serious, and in some cases, don't even get involved in politics. My God, friends, literally, he's the one that gave you government. You're not based on the Mosaic Institution. What do you mean you're not supposed to get involved in politics? Who told you that? Politics is what? The science of government. What is science? The study of creation. Read 18:25 in the book of Exodus. Look at your laws, what they're extracted from. 33% of them are directly taken from the Bible. Look at the heads above the heads of the Supreme Court. Not just the federal Supreme Court, but the national state Supreme Courts. Why is Moses and the Ten Commandments above their heads? Why are they swearing with their hands on the Bibles? Are you people kidding me? Don't get involved in politics. Let me tell you something, friends. Everybody lives politics. And there's a whole lot of people that were behind barbed wire fences throughout history that didn't want to get involved in politics. And then they wished they would have when they had the time to do it, but they didn't have it anymore. Game over. You still have the time to do the right thing, America. What are you doing with that gift called freedom? Everybody loves Braveheart, right? Everybody loves to watch what a leader does. Remember, friends, men and people, women, children, whatever the case is, they don't follow titles. They follow courage. And there was nobody in the history of mankind more courageous than Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who was not like a lion, who was the lion of the tribe of Judah. And don't ever forget it. Don't ever forget it. The Bible says in Proverbs 28 that the righteous are made bold as lions, period. Jesus spoke as one having authority and not as the scribes and the Pharisees. Let's understand who he is. Remember when he asked his disciples, who do men say that I am? His disciples said, one of the old prophets, John the Baptist, risen from the dead. One of them said, Jeremiah. Another one said, Elijah. Really? My goodness, friends, we serve a king here. And he's the one that said, listen, all power is given unto me in heaven and on earth. And he gives it unto his disciples to do the job on this earth as it is in heaven. And what are you doing besides saying, well, I just don't have time. I gotta go to work. I gotta feed my kid. Well, what makes you different than me? What makes you any different than me? How many times I get done speaking at tea parties or events or whatever the case might be, and people coming up to me and say, well, Bradley, you know, I've got a lot to lose. Yeah, you do. But I want to tell you something. To he who tries to save his life will lose it, and he who tries to lose his life for my sake, he's the one that will find it, period. My goodness. My goodness, America, you're doing it to yourself. You're doing it to 330 million people afraid of Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates, who's not even a licensed doctor, nor is an elected representative. The people in Europe are calling for his arrest, Americans. And what are you doing? You're submitting to Anthony Fauci and his fabricated, contrived lies. Designing, cunning, lying men. Ephesians 14, read it when you get a moment. Nothing's changed. By the way, Anthony Fauci can talk about this isn't like your grandpa. No. I understand technology is more advanced, no question about it. But you know what? Guys like you are always the same because there's nothing new under the sun. Read Ecclesiastes 1:9. When you see the fruit of the devil, you know that the devil's servants are the ones bearing it and being used to bear it. And that's exactly what these guys are doing. They got people scared. And I'm sick and tired of it. And I'm sick and tired, to be quite frank with you. I don't like being lied to, and I don't want you being lied to, friends. I just don't. The fact of the matter is they continuously get caught in their lies. And what I'm going to do when I come back in hour two, we got another hour coming up on the other side here, a hard break. I'm going to play some audio from a mayor, just to solidify the point, that was busted in that of Denver. I want you to listen to the report because I'll tell you what, every once in a while we see a reporter stand up and do his job. This guy, or I should say these guys, these reporters, these journalists, they did their job, man. And they did a fantastic job. And let it get back. I know I'm live in Denver. Get this back to these two guys. They did a great job. I'm going to play the audio hour two coming up.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Some precious metals.